Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our phone numbers, if you'd like to join the show, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. So the governor was here yesterday and says Florida is going to reopen in, quote, baby steps, which I think is a smart idea. I think they could slowly start opening some businesses and still keep everybody safe. I don't think we're ready for an all-out opening yet.
No.
I'm afraid that come fall, we are going to be back in a crappy place like we were a couple of weeks ago. So I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm staying home.
Yeah, I'm not going. Like, if they said, hey, you can go to restaurants and do this, and you sit 10 feet apart and stuff, I'm still not going.
No, I don't. I think I'm going to save it until they said that the football season may start in October. They would get rid of the bye weeks and try to make it a little bit more normal, but wouldn't start the regular season until maybe October 15th. And I'll be honest, I'm fine with that. Let's just, as long as we play.
Now, is that without fans, though? Are they planning on limiting?
I'm going to tell you, Carmen, that would stink.
Yeah.
But I think the idea, if they're going to move it to October 15th, they're probably assuming by then it'll be okay to have fans.
Okay.
Especially with all that heat that we have here. I would be fine with that. If it is not going to happen, I will also be fine with watching football on TV. We see how excited everybody got over the draft just because the draft had ridiculous numbers.
Right. And, I mean, think about it. You don't need the crowd there. I mean, I'm sure that the players enjoy it because there's noise and they're getting excited. But you could run it with the sound effects, with noise. You know what I mean? With cheer. Oh, a great catch. Ah!
Or
just press buttons. You know?
Really mic up the field so that you hear all the action.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to have a conversation. And you're also going to have to let people know, hey, look, these are, you know, a bunch of guys who are banging into each other and some stuff might fly out.
And you put it on the delay and have a dump button ready to go.
I'm not black. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
You're not black. You're not black.
So I really don't have a say in this, but I heard on the news this morning about that driver that got fired for dropping the N-bomb. Kyle Larson. And I think there's a defense there for that for young kids. Like, I just think that's so part of the hip-hop culture now to call each other that word, white guys and black guys. Yeah, look, I'm not black, and black people are probably like, sorry, I get it. But I don't know Kyle Larson. He could be a ridiculous racist, too. I just wonder if – I was trying to think. This is my thought process. I was driving in, and I heard a news report about who's replacing him and why he was fired again. And I thought, is he able to hire a sports crisis management manager? Like, I think Ari Fleischer does that. And is he able to make a comeback in a couple of months? He's off this year. Does he come back next year and say, hey, I'd spend the year saying, hey, I'm not racist. I'm just a real hip-hop guy. And I know it's wrong, but sometimes it slips out. And slowly integrate back into society. Do they let him do that?
I think you just put a poll up on Black Twitter ask whether he's allowed to be back, or not.
Let them decide.
Yeah.
That's my way of work, too.
The big thing about it is, and, you know, the guy's probably not racist. He didn't mean it, you know, derogatory. I don't know. You know, yeah, you're saying that word. It's not a word that you should be saying, especially if you're a white guy.
And he wasn't saying it in the context of being racist.
I know he has an Asian background. But you have to know you're on TV. You're in the middle of that. Don't say that word.
Yeah, you did. I'm telling you, when you're around people who use, when I hung out with Warren Sapp and his friends from Miami, and they use that word so much, they call you it, they call each other it. Mm. It just becomes more, you become more comfortable hearing the word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just like every time we open these mics, we know we cannot say words. Yeah. We can't say the F word. We can't say the S word.
It's
we
wrong.
Can't say those
I'm not trying to say it's right, but I think that if you find out, I don't know Kyle Larson. It's hard for me to say. If you told me he was one of those Duck Dynasty guys, I'd probably be like, yeah, don't let him.
Oh.
Yeah, but
I don't think necessarily this guy should lose his career over that, which I don't think he's going to. I think, you know, he stays low for a little while and quiet, and then he comes back.
Yeah. And, you know, also, what's the percentage of NASCAR fans that are black?
Probably a low percentage.
Right. So, I don't know. I was thinking about it this morning, and I thought, he comes back from this. Although, is he a good driver? Like, is he worth coming back?
I don't know.
He's gone now.
He's in NASCAR, so I'm imagining that he's decent. Like,
you don't think Tony Stewart's using the N-word?
Oh, probably all the time.
I mean, I don't know him, so yeah. I don't know. But
he didn't
like
say it on camera, on a mic.
Right. He was too busy killing a kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I bet you that's probably used among the drivers back and forth to each other as a term of endearment.
I'm sure. And I'm sure a lot more in like the 60s and 70s.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know how endearing it was then.
No, not endearing.
Right. Yeah, it was used.
Yeah.
I did watch also in A Craving for Sports. I caught up on The Last Dance last night.
Yeah.
It was really enjoyable.
Right.
It's a good show, man. It really is. It was good to watch the Rodman stuff.
They put that together really well. I love the timeline and going back and forth. And yeah, it's really interesting.
Michael Jordan is. I mean, you want to teach your kid how to be a winner? There it is.
Yeah.
It's the one lesson that you can try to tell kids as much as you want, but there's only one way to do what you want to do, is to work your ass off.
Here's the thing is, you know, they're coming out and Jordan was saying people may not like him because of his attitude and what they see in this. Is there anything you've seen that makes you go, oh, my God? Or is it, yeah, that's what winners do.
Right.
You know? Right.
But the problem with society today is everyone's easily offended.
Yeah, a bunch of pussies that are losers.
Right.
That's what a winner looks like, and that's what a guy who does what he has to do to get it done.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm saying where he's coming from, why he was worried, is because...
Yeah, I get it.
There's a lot of people that are sensitive that will watch that and be like, how dare you?
When somebody says to me... you know, somebody that I work with says, no, I don't want to do that. I go, oh, that's why you're not good at what you do. You know,
right.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Those are the people that aren't giving their kids, they don't keep score at their baseball game and everybody gets a trophy and stuff. You're never going to make a Michael Jordan doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, your kid is never going to be Michael Jordan if they don't keep score during the game and everybody gets a trophy.
I get part of that from Mike Colotta, my old boss. We went to Nashville to do a morning radio interviews with Nashville celebrities for some award show or some garbage like that. And I'm up there at 4:00 in the morning setting up a broadcast, and I'm there till 10:00 doing interviews. And then when it's over, I'm like, I'm going back to the hotel. I'm going to sleep. I go back to the hotel. I go to sleep. My phone rings. This guy's like, hey, Claude is at this restaurant looking for you. I'm like, I'm sleeping. He's this artist down here to interview. I'm like, I already interviewed artists for 4 hours this morning. And Colada was like, all right, if you don't want to win, don't come down. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm charging down to the... But he's right. You want to do more than the next guy.
Yeah.
That's how you get on board.
There's always somebody out there who's doing more than you are.
Like showing up for work on time. Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I mean, it's literally 6:27 and he's still not here.
And they live 10 minutes away.
10 minutes away. 10 minutes away.
He's out there.
Is he? What is he doing?
He's talking to Gio.
Oh, don't... God forbid you should get the show started.
Make sure you get some coffee first, too.
Yeah. Oh, are you French pressing it today?
Yeah.
I mean, look at you. Same shirt as yesterday?
Definitely not the same shirt.
Yeah, how much you want to bet?
It's not the same shirt.
How much you want to bet?
I bet you $1 million it's not the same shirt.
I don't have $1 million to give you.
I appreciate your...
You look good. I didn't think you'd look as good as you do.
Well, you took his time.
Thank you. Yeah, I took my time. I shaved my face.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Not mad at you.
Thank you. I was very nervous coming in here.
No.
That's why I spent some time with Gio kind of...
Let me tell you why. Never happens. You're usually always on time. You're allowed to slip up every once in a while. Very mad at Joe.
Mad at Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Why, when I would oversleep, Pete would come in the room and go, hey, we got
to
go.
It's funny that you say that because that's exactly what I said to him at like 6:05. I went out in the living room and I went, dude, what happened, bro? And he just looked at me and he was like, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean? I don't know.
Was he awake?
He was awake before I was,
so
yes.
So why didn't he
And then
wake
he
up?
Just sits there and waits until you come in?
I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
And what is this camera? Why can't I see Spanish? Why is this?
Yeah.
Well,
I do miss his beautiful blues.
See what I can do here.
I mean, is that a camera that you're using or no?
No, I'm over here.
No.
All right.
The worst angle
That's
ever.
Better. Is that better? Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael. This is totally my fault.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's completely
well, why
my fault.
Why didn't you go and say, let's go, we're late?
Well, to be totally honest with you, last night was my 2-year anniversary with my lady. And I may have drank a little wine last night, so.
But you were awake.
I hit my snooze.
Dude, went out there and I was like, bro, it's 6 o'clock. We got to get out of here. Yeah, and he goes, no, it's 5 a.m. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't tell time.
Phone?
You can't drive yourself.
No.
You don't have a phone?
I need the two of you to go to a meeting. I need you to go to an AA meeting.
Well, one of us definitely needs to go.
Your drinking is starting to affect your work.
Right. Like, that's one of the big things. If it affects your life and your livelihood, then you may have a problem.
I think it's time for a meeting.
We need a ticket or a coin.
I'm going to get Ben to make you go to a meeting.
Yeah.
I don't want to videotape it.
I would go to a meeting with Joe for sure.
You'd drive Joe there?
I would drive Joe there, yeah, and I would sit in there with Joe.
Steve wants to defend you. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, enjoy the show. I was just calling in Spanish's defense.
Okay.
I've been listening to you guys for, I don't know, 5-7 years since you switched the day, even when you're in the afternoons, and I'd say you've probably been late about 7 to 10 times in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's not a good defense when your name's on the show, but I appreciate you, Steve.
I mean, he's right. This is your first time.
Yeah, it's our first time.
It's my first time.
No.
Oh, you're not, no.
He overslept.
Yeah.
He made a mistake.
Yeah.
He got up, texted us, and said, I'm sorry.
Yes.
My hit snooze, I'm on the way.
Correct.
You.
Yes.
Every day, you're like, Michael, I was making coffee, sitting in the kitchen.
It's very
now
true.
Now you're telling me today the problem is that you couldn't tell time.
Yes.
That's the problem.
That's exactly right. That is definitely my bad.
Spanish?
It's my fault.
I might need you to deactivate him.
I'm going to deactivate you.
Wait a minute. I don't deactivate me, please.
Yeah, listen.
If there's any chance you can please leave me activated for at least the next 3.5 hours.
I can't do it.
Please.
I can't do it. You got to get deactivated.
No, you better go in there and get to work. Although, really, we found out from Gio we don't need you.
Yeah, well, that's what Gio told me.
Gio told me for the summer, I'm going to train my daughter to come in there.
Yeah.
She's 7, same height. And she'll go in there and run the buttons and then go grab her blankie and go to sleep.
Grab her blankie.
Similar to what you do.
I'm sure she can yell through the wall.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What
we're finding out today.
We are. We do apologize very much. We were practicing our speech on the way
in. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the new number 2, Galvin.
Yeah, Galvin, I'm so sorry.
You're deactivated for now, so we'll see what happens.
Whenever you're ready to reactivate me, just let me know. And again, I'm very sorry.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
All right. It's fair. Right, that's
good
fair.
Good job.
Well, I'm activated right now. So if you want to deactivate me,
why are you laughing at us so much over here?
Yeah, you're the one who's the most.
Yeah, you're latest on the most
she
frequent.
She couldn't decide which one of you she would fire today if she had to fire one of you.
I know.
She's
I know
loyal to you because you started.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carmen. I do love you.
And no, I'm second late.
Okay.
I'm late the second most after Mike.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he doesn't count, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying. If we put him up, if he does count, then I'm second.
No, really.
Okay,
let's think about it. Mm-hmm. Who's late more, me or Carmen?
You.
Oh.
Yeah.
100%.
That was a good question.
I don't feel that way, but clearly I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That was like, what's better, ice cream or dirt? Ice cream is better. Yeah, it's very far.
I get the point. Thank you.
Who's never late?
Galvin.
That's right.
One time
in 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once in 13 years.
Well, we're the same now, Galvin.
You've been late before.
No. No. Never been late. This is the first time I've been late. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
You guys are running in at like 5:58.
But I was here for the show, the start of the show. I mean, come on.
Yeah, what do you consider me being late? Like, late where you have to start?
Oh, you're late. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's just not talk about that.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
When the show starts and you're not here, and I have to say, it's a Mike Helta show.
Oh, that's officially late.
Yeah.
I think I was late more in the afternoons.
No.
Or a couple of times.
I don't know.
Because I'd start doing some, and I think I'd have more time than I did. And I'm like,
hey, we used to do, for the morning show, the first break was a best of.
Yeah.
So that he could get here.
No. That's not true.
What?
No, the first hour was best of.
Okay.
The 5 to 6
can
was
we
best
go back
of.
To that?
The first hour, 5 to 6 was best of. And then because when I all of a sudden, like when I went to sign my contract, John Larson was like, by the way, we're starting at 5. Research shows people listen early. I'm like, I'm not coming at 5. I live in Wesley Chapel. I'm not driving. I have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I thought we just did the first, like, the first
no,
break.
No, so we came to an agreement. Well, it gets better. We came to an agreement the first hour would be best of.
Uh-huh.
And then at 6 o'clock, they started with the rolling blackouts. So there would be times I'd be going to work just fine. Then all of a sudden, boom, they'd be like, stop me on 275. And they'd hold everybody, not blackouts, rolling
roadblocks.
And that went on for like 3 months. So then Moose would always have a best of break to go for that first break. So there were a lot of times where that happened.
The best was Moose would play stuff. But then there'd be stuff that was unedited. And he would play the
Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch song. And it was unedited. And it dropped the F-bomb. And I go, Moose! And he hit the dump button. And then it does again. I go, Moose!
Yeah.
And it did it like 3 times. I go, pull the song! It's unedited!
He's the slowest reacting human being ever.
Yeah.
I was like, John was pretty slow, too. John, I'd be like, John, go call that guy. And John go, okay. And then 2 seconds later, I'd be like, John, he'd go, all right! Call him.
The best is when we had that recorded interview and John was in here running the board. I forget, you and him were, talking or doing something, and he accidentally hit
No, we were throwing a ball. Throwing a ball back and forth, and it was an interview that we were replaying, and Mike went to the bathroom, and John and I are throwing the ball, and I threw it bad, or he caught it wrong, and it hit the button on the computer, on the keyboard, and it went, started going fast, and we go, we didn't know what to do. Like, how do you stop that?
Me too.
Fast Eddie just sent me a great reason why Joe should keep his job.
Oh, okay.
He's excellent at framing a picture.
See that? I am a great framer.
Come look at the picture.
Oh, no.
It's Carmen's head. All he sees her forehead peeking out above the banner. Great job, Joe. Great job.
Great. Gio.
Can't blame Gio.
Immediately he said that's Gio.
Can't blame Gio. It's not his job.
I know it's not. I know it's not. Gio, thank you for letting me know how unnecessary I am. I appreciate you.
All right. Go get to work. Get everything set up. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got Sporkle. That is happening next.
You're listening to